India. And this is because it has been on TV since many years. And many people, they have been affected. So he just wanted me to know what is the response of speakers, like what is your experience with the show? And if you know some people who have been affected or have come to Krishna consciousness afterwards.
Well, probably all the regular speakers are telling you that how they meet people everywhere who tell them, "Aapko dekha TV par," I saw you on TV. Everywhere. I mean, in the train station, in the airport, on the plane, of course in our temples, visitors, but just all the time. And people have told me in England, in Bangladesh, in Dubai, Bahrain, in England, in Canada, people have told me they've seen it. So a lot of people are watching all over the world. Definitely that's having its effect. Just, where was that? A couple of days ago. Where was I? No, in Chennai, just a few days ago. Someone told me that it was a man and his wife. I think they're from Bombay. They're Radhanath Maharaj's disciples. They're at a program I was at, and they told me afterwards that her Krishna consciousness had been kept alive because she couldn't go to the temple for a long time because she was looking after the elderly parents. She had been kept alive, and she said, by watching me on TV, of course, I'm not the only one. And one of the earliest things I did was a series of lectures for ITV on the nectar of devotion, on the part about the beginning, why we should do bhakti and how we do it. And devotees in one place, they made that the subject of like a seminar for people who are coming newly to bhakti. They have to watch that, and then they get questions on it. So that's effective. And just the fact that people are exposed to Krishna Katha and association with devotees, it all has a cumulative effect. I'm seeing how the preaching of Krishna consciousness has a cumulative effect all over the world. The more we go on preaching and doing Harinam and doing all the things that we're supposed to be doing, the more Krishna consciousness seeps into people's consciousness. So apart from the effect on individuals in changing their lives or sustaining their Krishna consciousness, it also has the effect of gradually spreading Krishna consciousness among the general populace. And of course, apart from the mass, the effect of TV in reaching many, many people, people take it very seriously. They think anything that's on TV is very important. People who see me, having seen me on TV, they think, they think I'm someone important because I'm on TV. Anyone can be on TV. They just have to show a camera to you. Mostly all foolish people have become prominent from TV. So being on TV is not in itself a sign of anything wonderful, but people take it like that. They take it as something important. So all kinds of nonsense things are being promoted. Actually, all the worst things in the world are being promoted through TV. So why not promote the best thing in the world and beyond the world, who is Krishna? Actually, there should be nothing else but Krishna consciousness on TV. They should close down all the other programs and have only Krishna consciousness. Then TV is useful. Then we'll stop calling it the idiot box. Then we'll recommend instead of telling the devotees to throw out their TVs, we'll tell them to keep it. TV is a cause of so much damage to human culture, but it can be uplifting. So these programs are supposed to show that.
So you said that at some place they change your lectures into some new Vakta program. What was that?
At Balabhidyanagar in Gujarat, they were doing that. ISKCON Balabhidyanagar. I've also, those early ITV lectures, they were very much introductory lectures. And they're all available in one VCD, one MP3 CD, the ones that I gave. And devotees like to distribute them. They think that's very good for to give to the public. As introductory lectures.
If somebody wants to get it, how he can order that?
They can do a Google search for BBKS and get on my website and see there. In fact, BBKS. In fact, it might not be a bad idea in your BTG to give a list of sites that are worth accessing.
Yeah, that. We can do that. Now, New Delhi Youth Forum, they launch a youth magazine, it's an internet magazine. So, we gave address and everything. We have a separate column, it's called News, which we can give.
Yeah, I mean, you could fill up a whole page with the websites. There's so many of them. There's plenty of them. There's some you don't want to see also. The internet is dangerous.
That's why we can leave.
Yeah, I don't surf the net personally. Where's the time?
Not until there is only one internet. Nobody is allowed to have a question.
Yeah, better read Prabhupada's books. Of course, you can do that on the internet also. So there are good things there.
Can I have your email address?
Yeah. It's bhakti.vikas. With an A on the end, Vikasa, .swami@pamho.net. You going to put that in the BTG? Please don't. Don't put that in the BTG. You can put my that website. I think it's bbks.com, I believe. www.
I think Madhav Prabhu, he said in charge of papers.
Yeah. Madhav is doing that.
So I can contact him for details.
Yeah. He's doing very well, although he's never caught up with me. He's still a few hundred lectures behind. But it is, I find that this keeping CDs of the lectures, it helps to promote the preaching that I'm doing, because we have a message, we have a mission, we have things that we want to communicate, and these media, they are media of. Well, we call it communication media. So they are very useful. The printing press, TV. Prabhupada put more stress on the press. It's good we have our own TV company to produce everything. Because usually what happens with the media, they mess it all up, actually. They take it, they misrepresent it. So it's good we have our own TV company. And it's also a good sign that there's interest in it in India. Because India is so much dedicated to losing their culture. It's good that there's still some, there's a lot of interest in these things. the unfortunate side of that is, I mean, you have Astar and Sanskar and several channels, but unfortunately, they're transmitting all these bogus people who are doing a great disservice to the actual Sanatana Dharma by broadcasting their nonsense through the media. I mean, you can get normal nonsense, which is, you know, almost naked women jumping around and then advertisements for all kinds of useless things. Or you can get supposedly spiritual nonsense. But it's all nonsense. Unless it's Bhagavad Gita as it is, it's simply nonsense. So that's what I say. We'll know that our preaching is having its effect when they close down all the nonsense TV stations. Just have only Krishna Katha, non-stop. So, ITV has been successful to some extent. There's a lot more to do. Yeah. One thing, there's talk of, you're going today or what?
No.
Oh, after your morning shooting session we're finished, is it? Anything more you want to say? You have 4 programs in the morning, is it?
Yeah.
And then you're going. Okay. Because I was thinking maybe we could swap some, because I have 5 at one take.
I'm a marathon.
Right. 5 at one take means you have to sit in front of that hot light.
I have to sit for 4 more. I don't know about...
Have 5 in a row and then a break and then 2. One more. It's supposed to be. Alright.
Any message for our readers?
Yeah, message for the readers. Message for BTG. Make it a line. Prabhupada, you see, he founded BTG and his articles were spunky, strong. I've been reading through the Gaudiya, which is the, you could say it's the forerunner of Bhakti Godhead. It's the Bengali magazine produced by the Gaudiya Math. It's so heavy. It openly names all kinds of people and dissects all their wrong philosophies and smashes them. And it says things like, this magazine is dedicated to completely destroying Jato Mat Tato Pat. Openly, they're open. So, there's one letter I was just reading from Prabhupada that we shouldn't. He was talking about back to Godhead. And he was saying that we don't need to resort to any tricks or any roundabout style. He said we can analyze. Prabhupada, in his early Back to Godhead essays, he would analyze topical subjects and give the Bhakti Siddhanta on that. So he said, you can do that, but don't speak in a way to satisfy the public, Prabhupada said. You have to give the message of Shastra. So, Srila Prabhupada is spotless lotus flower. He lived in this world. The lotus is born from the mud, but is above the mud. So Srila Prabhupada was apparently born in this world, but he had no connection with the dirt of this world. And he wasn't affected by, he was expert in preaching according to time, place and circumstance, but he wasn't affected by the opinions of this world. And he gave the Shastric conclusion all the time, not caring whether people accepted it or, well, not caring to pander to people's foolishness. He just gave the Shastric conclusion. There was, in Sweden, he met one Indian doctor who asked him, what is the proof of the soul? And Prabhupada could understand this man is very atheistic. So he didn't try to reason with him or give any examples. He immediately said, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, that is the proof. Because he knew the man was, anyway, he wasn't going to listen. So he just gave the ultimate pramana immediately. So that's just one example. Prabhupada, he spoke with all kinds of, he didn't speak dogmatically, he tried to make, he spoke in a way that would appeal to people's intelligence. But he never compromised, even in the slightest, for the sake of accommodating public opinion. So if we're to be followers of Prabhupada, we have to do that also. Otherwise, we're not followers. Lions don't give birth to rabbits.
Maharaj, already around 10-15 articles in old PDG, international PDG, which you have written on spiritual places and other.
Yeah.
So I was thinking like, if...
They're very popular.
Yeah.
People, it's introductory, you can say.
So that Nectar Devotion series, which already plus more articles, more your lectures which are being transcribed.
Yeah, but that's all in Hindi, remember? You're doing in English.
I'm also working in
English. Yes, sir.
So we can use it also.
Yeah, you can. You can edit it. It's probably, you know, my Hindi is not so wonderful. It's understood more or less. In Gujarati Bhagavad Darshan now, they're having a lot of success. Means they're getting a lot of complaints. Not a lot, but some. They're saying, oh, someone, some Jain in a Gujarati newspaper owned by Jains, he made some attacks on Sanatana Dharma. But then the devotee wrote a reply to that, but they wouldn't publish it. So he published it in Gujarati Bhagavad Darshan. Some complaints came. That's good.
Some kind of link with Gujarati, because they can give some material to us.
Yeah.
We can use.
There is one devotee in Surat wrote that this is the truth and everything else is bogus, and if anyone wants, here's my name and phone number.
We can use this.
You can come. Come and we'll talk. So several Mayavadis came to him and they argued with him.
Really?
Yeah.
We were interested in this kind of thing, right?
Yeah. Let's you know, punch on this rascal civilization. People are being misled.
So this is what...
give some life.
Yeah.
Give some life, always.
Any way I can contact this devotee?
Yeah. Well, you'll have to go to my room to get the phone numbers.
So if I can mail you, you can tell me.
Yeah.
Because if they're writing, even if they give a brief synopsis, exactly
that devotee who in Surat said, you know, I challenge like this, he actually wrote in Hindi, he's not Gujarati.
Okay.
And it was translated into Gujarati.
So we can use the original.
So he can write in Hindi also.
And any new writers, we need this kind of bold preacher.
Yeah. The Gujarati, of course, I don't understand Gujarati, but one popular article there is also they're doing Mahabharata. One devotee, he's...
Controversial in Mahabharata?
No, he's just giving episodes from Mahabharata. You can do that also in Hindi. But he's giving some Bhakti Siddhanta on that also. Otherwise, if you read the Mahabharata, you can become confused also.
Yes, some explanation.
Some explanation.
We can use that too. It's a very popular topic.
He can maybe write for you in Hindi if he has time. He's good in Hindi as well as Gujarati.
From Hindi, we can translate in English. We can use it.
You're talking about English. Yeah.
We can use, we are looking for this kind of Indian based plus very strong article. We don't want like sissy stuff too much.
Yeah.
Even Jadav Maharaj said, he said, PDG should be something.
Especially in India. Yeah. Prabhupada was heavy. In India, he was more heavy. He was very strong. Several times I heard that people just left his lectures. They couldn't tolerate it. Public lectures, people. Just walked out.
I mean, that's the way we can get quality people.
Yeah, we don't want rubbish. There's enough rubbish. There's so many bogus swamis. We're enemies. We declare war on them all.
Yeah. When we published an article on gods and demigods, and we got like huge 2-3 page letters, we replied, refuted them nicely. Because Jadav Maharaj also said, he said, PDG should be like fighting spirit.
Yeah.
If there are actually devotees who are doing this work, we would be very much interested to get them to write to us. And we can use that stuff.
Okay, send me an email. I'll give you the contact information. The devotee who wrote the reply to the Jain, he's coming to Bombay on Saturday. Gaurindu. He's coming for one day only. On some personal business. He's a grihastha.
Maybe by email or phone he can correspond with us.
Yeah, what's your name, Prabhu?
Murari Guptas.
The original Murari Gupta was a writer also. Alright, Hare Krishna. I have dozens of lectures which are to the point. If you want for BTG.
Yeah, yeah. We can get a transcription of these lectures. We can use it.
I have people already to transcribe also. One of the most popular lectures for many years, I made it maybe 15 years ago, was Can We Believe the Mahabharata? With all that. But somehow or other, it's not being published now.
So we can use it.
That was very popular. That was given to students at Baroda, the university. What's that called? MH University. That was very popular.
We didn't get the transcription. English as well as Hindi.
Just now at IIT, I was talking about faith and science. So these things. Anyway, I mean, you have Chaitanya Chandra. He writes about these things all the time.
We need something from Shastric point of view, like Mahabharata is saying, which is helpful for
you. Can see my that table. You can choose if you want, because I speak on these things all the time. So if you want, you can select. Although it's difficult to tell exactly from the title. The title, maybe you have to. You could maybe ask some of my disciples which ones they recommend or something like that. Madhav himself, he's listened to most of the lectures. So, he might know which ones. But like I was saying, we want to get this message out strongly.
That is our strength.
BTBG should be very powerful. Yeah, preach strongly. That will separate the real devotees from those who are simply sentimental or come for some material motive.
And some people like Arjuna. The matters of controversy sense.
Yeah, there should be. Unless we're speaking the truth, then we're giving silent. What's the word? Assent to untruth. Monam sammati lakshanam. How Prabhupada is so strong? He is. It's the parampara of this Dhansasrita. So strong. Everything. Christianity. They're openly saying. Only defects. You could republish some of those old harmonist articles. They're directly in English. Get them from me. But I didn't scan, they're not all scanned in. Hard copy is there, most of them are there. You can purchase them. You better send me an email and I'll tell you. They're available in Vrindavan. Set of harmonies. You can just edit them and put them in more modern language. There's some things which are good even for today. If I don't reply to you immediately, don't mind. I'll catch up on my email on the 30th of this month. I have an 8-hour flight. So that time I'll be able to catch up with my email. Daytime flight. So I'm planning to catch up with my email during that flight.
Even if you can give contact to some of your disciples who can actively help us on the email, it will also be.
Who Yeah. The BTG. They are into it.
Because already somebody is actually doing it. Might as well as collaborated to the same.
Yeah. You can have the same article in English, Hindi, Gujarati. There's so many bogus things. The other night, Sunday night, I was in Pedlad, which is a small town in Gujarat. I gave a lecture, public lecture. So all the prominent people of the town were there. And then afterwards, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Das, who got this BTG going in Gujarati, preaching in different places in Gujarat. It was a pretty basic lecture, but he said that a lot of the things people couldn't understand. He thought, because I was talking about going beyond the modes of material nature, he said they don't know what the modes of material nature are. People have no idea. They're so far away from their own, from any. I was just reading last night Krishna Samhita of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he was talking about Mahabharata, and he said there's no need to write here the details of the battle, because this is everyday talk among every Indian. But nowadays people don't even know what the three modes of material nature are. All right.